This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
If he was alive today, John Deere might not even recognize the company that bears his name. As a blacksmith, he realized that farmers needed a better plow for the dense black soil of the Midwest. He took a broken steel saw at a mill and fashioned it into a plow. Soon he was mass producing them. Today, John Deere manufactures lots of agricultural technology. I would recommend that you visit the John Deere Pavilion and get a tour. But if you want to understand the future of agriculture, you might also pay attention to the fact that the company is building robots. That is just one of the insights in the new book, The Coming Wave. We're going to be seeing robots and artificial intelligence devices everywhere, although they may not realize that we are seeing them. Autonomous tractors and combines may not look like the robots we see in science fiction movies, but they will be doing more and more of the agriculture in the future. Robots will be planting, tending, and harvesting crops with a high level of precision. Drones will be watching livestock, computers and robots will be measuring soil quality, moisture, and weather conditions. Some agricultural robots will be hard to see because they'll be the size of bees. There has been some concern, perhaps overblown, about the reduction in bee populations. That is why Walmart filed a patent for robot bees to cross-pollinate crops autonomously. A robot bee created at one research institute measures about half the size of a paperclip and weighs less than a tenth of a gram. It flies using artificial muscles composed of materials that contract when a voltage is applied. Robot technology is changing agriculture. In fact, robots may soon be helping feed the world. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.